From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
We're talking technology today, specifically what is weather radar and what can it show? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. It's a topic he gets tons of email about. Cliff, what's all the excitement about when it comes to radar?
Well, weather radar is just an amazing way to see where it's precipitating, where it's moving. And if you use it wisely, you can stay dry even when you're outside in showery conditions. It's really startling. Weather radar actually began during World War II. It's a fascinating story. There was radar used to watch the German planes come into England, and they started noticing that heavy showers would block the radar beam. So after World War II, a number of meteorologists grabbed surplus weather radars, and they started playing with them and seeing what it could see. And it turned out it was really good for seeing thunderstorms, heavy showers. So anytime the precipitation was coming down pretty hard, the radar showed it quite well. During the 50s, the National Weather Service put a weather radar network around the United States. And during the 80s, they put a Doppler weather radar around, which is in place right now. So weather radar is a way that you can see exactly where it's raining at any particular time, and there's a new radar image every 6 minutes, so you can animate it and really get an excellent idea of where the showers are at any particular time.
So we know it can see water, can see rain, precipitation. What about snow?
Well, it can see snow as well, although snow doesn't give you as good a return. But the weather radar doesn't stop there. They can see some other things, like birds. I've blogged about that a number of times. At night, when the birds are flying in the sky, a lot of them like to migrate at night, the weather radar picks it up. Weather radar also can pick up, you know, bugs and things like that. But the main use is for seeing areas of heavy precipitation. And also, if there's some light snow, it will pick that up as well.
Now, I know that you use this sometimes on your bike commute. It's a really useful tool for any kind of planning of outdoor activities, right?
Right. Well, first, you can tell if there's no rain. But around here, we often have showers. It, you know, rains and then it stops, rains and then it stops. Well, if you have that weather radar in real time, you can see exactly where the showers are. You can go out there during gaps in rain. So there's often a period, you know, 15 minutes, a half an hour, where it's not raining. If you have the weather radar, you can look at an animation, you can see exactly where the gaps are, and you can go out there. It really helps. Now, I bike to work virtually every day, and even during showery days, I use the weather radar to escape the heaviest rain. So I rarely have to stay home and take the bus because I generally can find that dry spot using the weather radar.
Great. So what are some of the best ways to get that radar information if I'm just starting out?
Well, there's a few ways. If you have a smartphone, a number of apps like the Weather Channel app or the National Weather Service app have radar. If you're on a computer, on the web, weather radar is available from the National Weather Service, from the University of Washington site of my department, and many others. So weather radar is easy to get that way. And if you're really into it, you can get a weather radar app dedicated to giving you the best radar information. And one I like to use is called RadarScope, you know, very minimal charge. And you can get real-time radar, and it shows you exactly where you are. You can animate it. It's wonderful. So there's a variety of ways you can get the radar imagery, because that's in the public domain, and it's available to everyone in real time.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We talk every week at this time on Skype, and you can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, where we'll also post a couple of links to some of those radar apps. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.